Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We took last week off for the holiday. Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you.
I took it off because I was on the run.
That's right. And you almost got arrested for real.
I did.
Coach almost died in the hospital. And we've had all kinds of adventures lately.
It was about to be the Drake and Ziggy show.
Wow.
Coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show. And if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Ziggy?
Yo, how's it going?
And to my right and your left is Coach. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
All right.
Welcome back.
Glad you're not dead.
Yeah, me too.
Nice, just got spider webs in both elbows from the fractures.
Yeah, on demand.
Right on. So we'll get into that. We'll get into all kinds of other things, too. A new way to tell if you're fat, the body roundness index is going to replace BMI.
Body roundness?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh,
I can't wait to talk about this.
Yeah. We got a parody song I'd like to play. Kamala got run over by a reindeer, which is very good. Margot Robbie's been attacked by feminists for having a baby boy. Apparently, she's betrayed the sisterhood now.
Wait, she had a boy?
Yes.
And that's a betrayal of...
That's a betrayal of feminism, yes, because she's apparently... She's Barbie... Barbie's
Wait,
the,
but know. Did she get to choose? Did she get to choose? Like,
I don't know. I guess
like
not.
She checked the box for boy or something.
It's kind of it just kind of happens by chance, you know.
Yeah.
So, but because she didn't influence it
How
properly,
how many points will she score if he comes out and then decides to identify as a girl? Then is she vindicated and back in the club?
That's a good question.
The hope.
That's a good question. We'll get to that. So we always start with a crazy on the way. Interesting or funny things that happened to us prior to the show. I had a run in yesterday with the old bat scofflaw who likes to run the stop signs in the neighborhood. It's a four-way stop. I was halfway through. She comes blasting through. I'm on the horn and she's just F you and keeps going. You know, it just goes back to my plan when I become king that, and you know, after age 70, after age 75, your driver's license is suspended and you will be sent off to one of my luxury retirement camps. And she's going first. It's been a while since I've seen her. So I was like, oh, good.
You should get like a beat up truck and then just wait there when she's coming and then just.
Well,
because you'll be stopped. You pull
he can
out.
Borrow one of yours.
I got several vehicles that fall into that category where the value of the vehicle post crash will be about the same.
Yeah.
What drives me nuts is right across on the opposite side of the street from that stop sign is a business plaza, and every now and then a Livermore cop will kind of sit there and watch the stop sign.
But never at the right time.
Never at the right time. Nope. Exactly. So Livermore PD, you are useless. This lady.
Don't you live in Livermore?
I do.
Oh.
And so
they don't listen to this.
Oh, they're too busy shooting black people.
do not do that.
You know, this lady runs the stop signs on a regular basis. And where are you?
That's unconfirmed, by the way.
They're going to camp out at your house.
Exactly.
If you're a Livermore police officer and you're listening right now,
the rest of us apologize.
Yes, we love you.
Yeah,
they're going to thank you for your service.
They're going to watch me.
We apologize for Brian Drake. If you'd like his address, I'll tell you where you can go find him.
You know, they're going to watch me, and as they're watching me, they're going to see her. See, so that's the plan. It's
okay.
There so it's go. Like, wait a minute, that's a crime. He's just minding his own business. That's a moving violation. Get her. I want to see her flat on the pavement with a knee in her neck, cuffed and stuffed.
Do you want her to say she can't breathe?
Well, she probably can't. She's like 90. She's probably on oxygen. Carries the tank around with her.
We do not endorse.
If I hit the car, it might. If I hit her car, it might explode. You know, we got to be careful.
Right. We did not approve this message.
So that's mine. And
so Drake woke up this morning and chose violence.
Always, always. So that's mine. And she just makes me so mad. I'm getting all kinds of dirty looks right now.
No, it's funny. I thought she was just walking through the crosswalk. That was the lady I remembered.
That was the first time. Yeah, but that was a different lady.
Oh, different lady.
This is a lady in a car who just just ignores the stop signs.
Ignores the stop signs. Yeah. What Scott's referring to was one time I was making a right turn and there was a lady in the crosswalk. I didn't see her. You know, it was my fault. And I hit the brakes and she just stopped and stared at me. And I'm like, okay, you can go. And then she stares at me some more. I'm like, please to continue, you know, so I can go. And then I lean out the window. I was like, are you going to go? It's like, you have to stop for people. I was like, okay, boomer, get moving. And, you know, and.
Boomer?
Yeah, she was older. And she just went, rah, 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 and then just kind of stomped across the street. And so, yeah, me and old ladies, you know. We just
Clearly.
Yeah,
clearly.
We just don't get along. So yeah, we haven't told that story in a long time.
It's true.
You screaming around town in your freaking bright red vet.
That's right. So Scott, you had you almost got speaking of cuffed and stuff. Well, you almost got it at the airport.
I'll save that for a minute. Maybe next segment or something. the crazy on the way for me is I had to fly in a 24-hour period. I had to take 4 flights out to Nashville and back. Literally in a 24-hour period. So from the time I pulled up to Oakland Airport to the time that I drove out of Oakland Airport was 23 and a half hours. And I was on 4 flights in that time. And somebody gave me a nice little cough on one of those flights.
So you've
got the vid.
I flew Vegas, Nashville to Denver, Denver to Oakland.
Ugh, for what?
Well, it's private.
Sitting on the other
secret.
Table.
Okay.
Top.
It was important.
I got 96-year-old reason that I can't say happened.
I understand, but so it was important.
People are looking for me, Brian. I mean, if I give out too much information, I don't.
Okay,
I don't.
So we,
I mean, I don't want to wane away from your question.
All right,
and so now.
But some people
Scott
can't fly solo.
Scott with 3 T's is on the list.
Yeah, on the list. Yeah, third T stands for transportation authority. We'll get to that in the next segment, maybe. Because I almost got arrested.
Yeah.
They almost caught me.
On the run. They almost finally got you.
They almost got me.
Yeah. They would have determined the name you were traveling under was fake, and that would have blown your whole cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ziggy, anything from you?
Oh, I've been on vacation this whole week, and I still have yet to finish that darn puzzle.
Is this a jigsaw puzzle?
Don't you remember?
Oh, the
I don't.
The
sailor twist.
He's doing a twist.
By the way,
when I took the day off.
Speaking of Taylor,
still working on it.
Speaking of Taylor, I was at the. I made a quick grocery stop this morning. There was a new magazine with her on the cover, and it's Taylor Swift Cooks. It's like the Taylor Swift cookbook magazine. And my first thought was, you know, Scott, she's trying to
take my job, my title.
Yeah, your Master Chef title. And
do we believe she knows anything about cooking?
When did you get this title?
Look at her. It doesn't look like she eats.
I wasn't aware of this title.
If you've looked at her lately, oh, yeah, she eats.
Well, whatever. You're just trying to be mean. Grumpy.
Look at him over there talking
Drake.
About her.
Grumpy Drake showed up today.
When did you win this title, Master Chef? I didn't realize that.
Oh, it goes way back.
Does it?
Yeah. Our family, long line of the men cook. I got recipes from
just because
generations
you cook
ago.
Doesn't make you a Master Chef.
Well, beg to differ. Anyways, we did a lot of cooking actually this last week, Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Cooked a whole bunch of stuff. It was great.
Right on.
But back to the Sailor Twist thing, we had the game on. And we got, like, most of the way through the first quarter and the Chiefs game, and they hadn't shown Taylor Swift yet. And one of the girls that was watching with me was like, have they shown Taylor Swift? Is she at the game? And my son goes, I hope not. It was awesome, right? So we're waiting there. They pan to her in the press box. They finally show her, and the room lit up. Like, two of the girls were all screaming, oh, there she is! It's like, oh, my God. Be quiet. We're watching a football game. We shouldn't be watching this right now. Who cares if she's there? It was very bothersome. Do. Almost maybe, lost my appetite for
Ziggy,
Thanksgiving.
Maybe you should give the puzzle to them and they can finish it.
Please don't, because then I'll have to see it more often.
I'm too invested now at this point.
Hey, Coach, you want to talk about your almost meeting the Grim Reaper or... or one.
The spider webs?
I didn't talk about the spider webs?
No, I don't think anybody knows that you can light up an X-ray.
Really?
Like it's Christmas.
Seriously? I didn't talk about the Kevin Hart thing or
you
weren't.
Well, you talked about, you talked about how you injured yourself. But you were gone last week. No, we were off last week. You were gone the week before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
It has. It has. Getting old. Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's better than the alternative. Yeah, I went for a follow-up yesterday, and I'm healing nicely, but when you look at the X-rays with a break, you don't really see it. But when the bones start mending back in there, it's like stark white.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke the crap out of both of them. I said that to the ortho, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you broke the crap out of them."
Yeah, so I'm lit them up like they look like spider webs.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's like an incredible amount of I thought a little crack, you know. A little,
yeah.
No, I broke the crap out of them.
Yeah. Well, and you're still in pain. People don't understand this. Like you move any kind of weird position and you start howling.
Yeah. Yeah. But still playing drums
like a baby child.
Like a baby. Like a baby.
That I don't understand that. You can do the drums, but you can't. It's the twisting, right?
It's really more.
The radial movement.
It's a radial fracture, yeah. A bilateral radial fracture.
Yeah, just don't buy radials anymore.
That's true. It's true. But I'm on the mend.
Yeah.
Getting
good,
better.
Good. Well, we got to head to break here pretty quick, and then when we come back, we'll...
Well, no, we still. It's only been 12 minutes. We still have a couple of minutes.
Ooh. Oh.
So,
ooh.
Yeah.
I got my numbers wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Excuse me.
Probably won't be the last.
You want to talk about body roundness index real quick?
Oh, let's cover that, because I'm pretty sure that's about me.
All right, so for years we've been told that BMI is the final word on whether or not someone can be deemed a healthy weight for their height, but no longer, according to the NHS own body mass index calculator. And this is from The Telegraph, by the way, so it's London. BMI has been deemed a blunt instrument by experts, too vague and simplistic to tell whether someone carries too much fat around their stomach, which seems to be what really poses a danger to your health. Research published earlier this year found that 10,000 people in China, those with the roundest body types, could be up to 163% more likely to develop heart disease than thinner people.
Did we learn anything new right there?
People have been saying this for decades.
Yeah, if you carry too much weight, it's bad for your health.
No. Well, you're talking about the BMI indexes. For decades, people have been saying it's ridiculous and it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Well, because it's been the most simple calculation, like height versus times weight or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a blunt instrument.
But they're ignoring all the modern medicine and technology that's gone into this. Because I know this personally. They have machines now where you can sit inside a pod. And it vacuum seals, and they got they run sound waves through your body. They do infrared stuff. There's all kinds of things that they can do. They give you a much more accurate idea of BMI, not the one we're familiar with, the old-fashioned BMI, but they can calculate how much water is in your system, how much fat's in your system, all these different
things. That's been around for a long time. Yeah, actually, you sit in water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The BMI you don't want is you walk into the doctor's office and say, "Oh, what's your height? What's your weight? Oh, you need to lose some weight." That's not scientific or technical in any way.
And this new thing converts your waist and height measurements into a shape estimation based on how circular or elliptical a person is. And apparently I did that.
I actually did that, and they came back large.
I think we should have a contest about who wins.
Uh-oh.
Who wins the roundness.
Well, it's going to be me or Scott. I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Maybe. It could be fun.
I think we should do that.
We've got to figure out how would we get tested.
How do you calculate
though?
That? Yeah.
Anybody got a tape measure? We could do it right here. I don't know what
Dude, that'd be funny if we could figure out how to get a body mass index from one of these pod things.
Yeah.
I know a guy. Yeah.
All right.
I'll work on that.
Right on. Well, now we're up on it.
We know we can make bets on who wins.
Oh, yeah.
On who the biggest one is.
Well let's see. Who loses, okay. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's find out if we can get it, and then we'll make the wager.
I like
who's,
it.
Who's
I
the
like
master it. Fatty?
He could be the master chef and the master fatty. He could have two titles.
After a while, y'all just need to start calling me master.
Yeah. There you go.
And we'll be right back. Craig and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com and discussing a little bit of Scott's airport adventures here. I don't know. Do you want to go into your story now, or do you want to save it for later, or skip
well,
it
I've been
together?
On the run. Yeah. And
for crimes you may or may not have committed. And that's why you're absent so much, because you got to go and leave a trail.
You
for
can't
them
prove
to,
anything. There's yeah. no evidence.
Well, but before it was Boy Scouts.
The CIA.
CIA, and FBI.
And Interpol.
Interpol.
They're all after him.
And now, but he's added another three
letter agency.
Letter, I was going to say digit. Three letter agency to well, his resume.
So yeah, but I think it was. I
his
think
CV
it was the,
is longer than my arm.
That's right.
Yeah, but it wasn't TSA. It was actually the police, airport police. Well, I think it's different than TSA, right?
I don't.
Yeah, no, yes, it is. Cause, yeah.
I don't know. She wasn't tall enough to be either. So.
I don't think so.
I have my doubts now, too. Yeah.
I think TSA runs the whole. As soon as you walk out of the airport,
you
I
might
think
be
that's,
right.
That's
yeah.
TSA.
So, I mean, unless Oakland PD has something there,
they're in the parking or in the roadway.
Yeah.
I don't, because TSA is
okay,
not out there.
That's what
I
I'm
think
thinking.
Inside
okay.
the airport,
you're
it's
right.
all TSA.
Because I'm thinking outside, that's where I see them. So, okay.
And well, maybe that's why they didn't figure out who I was.
You know, you're going to be on the travel list just like Tulsi Gabbard, so you'll have something in common.
Yeah.
Scott and the no-fly list.
Well, so actually, gosh, how much do I
all of it. How much, all I'm, of I'm it. Already, all of it. Do it.
Technically, I'm already on that list, and that's a different story. But so I try to make sure people don't know who I am when I travel, because if they look me up, it creates problems. So anyways, I was flying out to Nashville. First leg of the flight, I stop in Vegas. I find out where my gate is. Right across the walkway is a burrito place, sponsored by one of the worst tequila makers in the world. Has the same initials as Jesus Christ, but as far from him as possible. Anyways, so I was trying to get served and get a table and all this, and no one
is that joke. Cuervo?
Yeah, something like that. Cuervo. Joe Cuervo. And no one's seating anybody. There's no place to check in. I walk up to the bar, and the bartender's kind of ignoring me. And I see off to the side there's this other counter. And it looks like they're taking orders. So I walk over. I said, hey, is this where we order? He said, yeah. I said, well, can I get a burrito? Sure. And they had tables in the walkway of the airport. They weren't actually inside the restaurant. And I wasn't sure if they were part of the restaurant or not or what. And I asked the lady, hey, can I sit right there? And she's like, yeah, no problem. I'll bring the food to you. I said, all right, great. So I get my food and I sit down. And next thing you know, this kid walks up. Yeah, that's it. Coach just brought up a picture of the place. Yeah. This kid walks up to me,
okay.
This lady, and she's like, sir, you have to, you can't sit there. I said, oh, no, it's not a problem. I was told and given permission by the lady who sold me the burrito from your company. I said, no, you can't sit here. I said, I'm sorry, did you not hear me? The lady that works for your company right there, go talk to her. She's the one that sold me the burrito and told me to sit right here. So I'm going to sit right here, and I don't know who you are. Yeah, that's it. So she leaves, and here comes this another kid, this young guy, and all the characters in this story got to be under 30.
Look at that. Old. That's perfect, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was sitting, right to the left on those little tables. Yeah. And this guy walks up, and he's like, sir, you can't sit there. I said, yeah, so someone said, but I'm going to listen to the employee of this company. He's like, I'm the manager. I said, oh, well, your employee told me to... He said, that's not part of this. So apparently this other little counter was like their to-go order place, but not the restaurant. And apparently they're separate. I didn't realize this. Apparently the lady that sold me the burrito didn't realize it. She was probably new. She was the only nice person in the story, by the way. She's lovely and wonderful. If you want to be nice to her, then, be nice to everybody, right? Anyways. Yeah. So this guy's like giving me the business. I said, look, you guys work it out. This is an internal issue. If she wasn't trained properly, didn't know that people couldn't sit here, whatever. She told me to sit here, and I don't know you or this other girl. This is the lady that I'm going to listen to. I'm going to finish my burrito here. There's no, you have to go to the food court to eat that. I said, no, I'm not going anywhere. I mean, what are you going to call the police? I never should have said that.
Never should have said that. That's, yeah.
You know what? I was just feeling like bug. Like, here's these two kids, like, harassing me.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, gosh, I kind of hope the cops show up. Maybe these people will leave me alone. Well, he leaves, and this third waiter walks out. He's a little bit bigger, and I thought, well, he's the enforcer, right? And he's standing down at the end of the row of tables, which, by the way, no one was sitting in this section, so it's not like I was keeping a table from somebody. And they didn't even ask me if I want to order something. Like, I'll order something else if it means I can sit here. There's so many other ways to solve this. So he's sitting there staring at me, and I'm looking at this guy thinking, is this guy, like, was he trying to intimidate? Was he going to beat me up? He'd probably beat me up with one punch, right? And I'm not doing anything. I'm eating a burrito. He sits there staring at me, and the manager guy comes back, and he's on the phone. And I had this split moment where I was thinking to myself, what is going on here? Is he actually calling the police? Like, is he really trying to escalate this? And I thought to myself, do I want to be involved in this? Which I quickly realized, no, I don't want to be involved in this. So I start packing up my stuff. Now, understand, it's all to-go crud. So I got these ramekins with the lids for the two different sauces, and I had the salt and pepper out, and so I'm putting that away, and I'm wrapping up the burrito and get my napkin, I mean, right, into the bag, and I'm getting my cup of from my soda and all this stuff, and I'm trying to wrap that up and put my jacket on that had hung on the chair. I got to get my hat and put my reading glasses away. So, I mean, me getting packed up takes a minute, but I'm literally standing about to walk away. I have my bag all wrapped up and tied at the top. The table's totally clean. I have my drink in my hand, my backpack on. Like, I'm ready. I'm about to walk away. And as I turn to walk away, there's this little 5-foot angry lady, police officer. Sir, what seems to be the problem? It's like, are you assuming there's a problem? There's no problem. I was just leaving. I bought a burrito from the lady right here at the counter for this restaurant, and she told me to sit here, and that's what I did. Next thing I know, these people are harassing me, and now you're in my face telling me I have to leave. Yes, you need to leave, sir. I said, well, do you see that my bag's wrapped up? I got my jacket, my backpack, my hat's on. I've cleaned the table. I'm walking away. I'd already be gone if you hadn't been standing in my way. Sir, cursing and loud language is an arrestable offense in the airport. I said, wow, was somebody cursing and talking loudly? Well, that wasn't me. And then I kind of fibbed a little. I said, you know, I've never been in trouble with the law ever. I've never been charged with anything. I did what I was supposed to do, what I was told to do, and I'm ready to leave. But you could go talk to the lady. Never did any of them go and talk to this lady who sold me the burrito. And I start to leave, and she starts walking on my hip, like following me out, like making sure I walk away. And I'd stop talking to her, and then she asked me a question. And I was like, I was like, ma'am, I ordered a burrito. She told me to sit here. That's it. Now I'm leaving. Well, you need to leave. I said, you're the one that asked me a question. I was walking away. Did you want to talk to me and have a conversation or not? Because I was leaving. You're the one that drew me back into conversation. Then she drops the, sir, if you act like this, and drunk people on airplanes can get arrested too. I said, wow. So I'm drunk, I'm cursing, and I'm loud in public. That's amazing. Where did you get all your information? She's like, you need to leave. I'm leaving. So I turn and walk away. And then she says loud enough for the whole concourse to hear, have a nice day, sir. It was such a young person, like, troll. And I said, I don't believe you. And she said, I don't care. And I said, well, I do believe that.
Boy.
So I go and I sit down.
This is Vegas, right?
This is Vegas, yeah.
Well, but that kind of stands to reason, right?
Well, my gate is right across.
But it's Vegas.
C5. If you go there, you show the picture.
Yeah.
If you turned around, like if you could like do the Google Earth thing and turn around and see, C5 is right there. And I'm sitting at the very front seat at the gate ready to check and leave.
They can track you now.
I got a couple minutes.
The gate.
Oh, yeah. No, come track me. Come find me down. I'll find a lawyer and we'll do this. I'll do it under a fake name, but so I'm about to get on the plane and I'm sitting there realizing this is over, but now I got this bag of half eaten food that's all in paper and plastic. That's a mess. And there's no structure to it. When I get on this plane, I'm going to try to eat this. And then what do I do with throwing it away? The stewardess is going to be upset with me because I brought smelly food and it's messy. It's like, I got to get rid of this. So I get up. I get up and I walk to find the trash can. And I'll tell you what happened after the break.
Break and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on RadioSlot.com. Welcome back. Scott's in the middle of his story of terrorizing the Las Vegas airport.
I mean, I'm such a menace to society. Public threat and everything.
We can tell.
I love it. During the break, Coach looks up this restaurant and he finds a picture of it and he zooms out. The biggest sign at the very front, right next to where I was sitting, there's a huge sign. What does it say, Coach?
Seat yourself.
Seat yourself.
Boy.
Unbelievable.
Nobody told you you were in an area that was closed or...
Nothing like... No, actually, it's the very opposite of that. Mm-hmm. The lady that sold me the burrito told me to sit there. You can sit right there. Thank you, ma'am.
Wow.
Then I get all this harassment. So anyways...
So yeah, you go back.
So I was about to get on the flight and realizing I got a couple minutes, but I don't want to take this food with me. It's just going to be a mess. It's more hassle than it's worth. I'm going to go find a trash can. So I turn around, I go to walk out, and the trash can, the only trash can I can see for like 20 yards, is right in front of the booth lady that sold me the burrito. And I'm thinking to myself.
So if you go back.
I'm not going back to the seat, and okay. I'm not going to the main restaurant. I'm going to the side counter where you order, and I'm thinking to myself, do I want to do this? I'm looking around. The cops are gone. Their whole staff is gone. And the lady's not at the counter. I thought, well, I can walk over there. Throw it in the trash and turn around and come back and be done. No one will even know. As I start walking, it's like a 10 feet or something like that. And right as I'm getting up to the trash can, this nice lady comes through the door and is like, oh, sir. And like caught me by surprise, right? And, oh, sir, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And da, da, da. I said, man, this is not your problem. They didn't tell you or whatever. And this is fine. I'm just going to be on my way. I just wanted to get rid of the food. And she's like, well, I can do a refund for you if you want. I said, if we do a refund, then you don't get your tip. And it's not that important to me. You keep the money. This is how you stay in business and the whole thing. And she's like, well, I feel so bad. I said, well, just make sure the management knows that I'm pretty pissed off right now because I feel like I was set up and misled. And then I was mistreated, right? She's like, do you want to talk to the manager? I said, no. I don't want to talk to the manager. I don't want to talk to anybody. But you can have that conversation with them, and it'll be a calmer experience. No, I can get the manager. I said, no. Right as she says that, the door opens, and here's the manager. She says, here's the manager. And I look, and it's the young guy from next door who had called the cops on me. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, I am definitely getting arrested. I said, is this your manager? Realizing now it's all coming together in my head.
Yeah.
This guy manages both places. That's how they save on cost.
But although it's really not two places, is it?
They're both called Jose Cuervo whatever.
Tequilaria.
Yeah. And as soon as I said, is this your manager? She said, yes. I set the food down on the counter. I said, I don't want your food. I'm leaving. And I just walked away because I knew if I engaged him with him at all, cops are going to come get me. So I'm freaking out. I'm back at the gate. I'm taking my jacket off, jamming it in my backpack, took my hat off. Trying to look like somebody totally Cognito. Different. Because it's worked for me very many times.
That's right.
That's why the Boy Scouts haven't got you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a little nervous that the cop was going to ask me for my ID. Because once she gets the ID and runs it.
You're on the list.
Yeah, then I'm in trouble.
Take him in.
Scott the Chameleon.
Yeah.
What does an IRS agent say every morning when he gets out of bed?
Well.
Oh, I've heard this one.
Yeah, at least I'm not a TSA agent.
It really felt like she was trying. She had a chip on her shoulder, mm-hmm. this cop lady, and she wanted to make people pay.
Mm-hmm. Is she one of the lesbians that is refusing to have sex now because Trump won the election?
Lesbian, is that a that a PC word anymore?
I don't know.
Yes. What do you well, it what is, you, the,
is it?
Is it? It's the first letter in the LGBTQ.
Yeah. Oh, I guess yeah. So here's
WKRP in Cincinnati.
So liberal women going on sex strike over Trump win. This is, of course, yada, 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 Trump won. But interest in the 4B movement spikes since Kamala Harris's defeat, with women sharing videos of themselves on social media pledging to commit to its four no's. No sex, no dating or marriage, and no having children with men for the next 4 years.
Hmm. Promise? Where do I sign?
Yeah, I'm reading this on the computer that's not connected to the mixing console, so I can't play any of the videos here. But one video shows a young woman pledging to go celibate and encourages others to delete dating apps in order to, quote, exercise sovereignty over their bodies. As a woman, my bodily autonomy matters, and this is my way to exercise that.
Yes, dear.
So I highly encourage any other women who are single and still care about progressing women's rights and still fighting for...
Are these the same women that are going to try to mandate that I get the vaccine?
Apparently.
No, so, no, my body, my choice, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. So so they shave their heads, and they're doing this, and now they have cancer patients upset because the cancer patients who lose their hair during the treatment now feel like these women are mocking them, and they're going to get lumped into their category when they're still perfectly interested in men. They just don't have any hair. Yeah.
They mocking them outright? Or if I was a cancer patient who had lost my hair, which I'm just a person who has lost my hair. I would be bothered that these are people with perfectly good hair and they shaved it off when they could be experiencing that I can never experience because mm-hmm. I got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just tossing it by the side to make some political statement. Right. That's the part that would offend me.
Yeah.
Not that they were actually going after me, but that they were wasting something that need not be wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes light that of my inability to do same thing.
Men will always be against women, read the caption in one TikTok video of a young woman crying in her car. Women are just as capable to be presidents as a man. Okay. If men won't respect our bodies, they don't get access. So, you know, it took Trump winning to get people to embrace celibacy and you know, quit being whores and all these other things that we've been trying to tell them for quite some time. And
you're
welcome, America. Our job is done.
Problem solves itself.
Yep.
But just to show that these people are really unhinged, Margot Robbie had a baby in November, and it was a boy. And many users on social media sent their blessings and congratulations, but some others expressed unexpected criticism, sparking a heated online debate. Somebody said, quote, "This is the most bizarre reaction to a celebrity having a son. Are my eyes deceiving me?" What happens here is many users on X expressed frustration that Margot has dared to have a baby boy, implying that, quote, boy mom and, quote, mother of a boy carry different connotations. According to some, boy mom has developed a negative perception, often associated with the idea of excusing problematic or misogynistic behavior in male children.
So I've got something really interesting. It's kind of in the same vein.
Okay.
So I'm a high school coach, and I've just this year moved to a new high school. And I met the athletic trainer last night at a scrimmage. And we're having different conversations about what she does and how we interact and all that good stuff. And we have two games this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, there is a huge wrestling match. So she's given me her phone number and saying that I'll be back and forth. So I might not be right at the field if you need me. So here's my phone number, blah, blah, blah. So first question is, when you went to high school, was there women's wrestling?
No.
No?
No?
There's no women's wrestling.
No.
No?
Why do I have to think about this?
You?
Well, you don't have to think about it.
Well,
if there was women's wrestling, you know you'd have known because all the guys would have gone.
Because we would have been there.
All the guys would have gone to watch.
Even
that.
When we did wrestle.
Okay. Hold on. Way better.
Okay.
It's way better. So I'm like you guys just said.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I met this woman, really nice lady. She's my new athletic trainer. And I said, wow. When I went to school, there was no women's wrestling. And she looks at me with the strangest look on her face. And, of course, she's got a, you know, earring in her nose. And nice lady. But I was like, wow, really? And we're all sitting there talking. And she was talking about this meet. They actually wrestle men.
Really? Oh, so it's not. See, now it's not women's wrestling.
Where was
it's
this
just wrestling.
When I was in high school?
It was now.
Can you imagine?
It's
integrated,
intergender.
Oh,
yeah. I'll lose just
I'm like, you know. And I am shocked. I'm like, no. She goes, oh, absolutely. And she looks at me like I have grown a third eye. She's like, well, of course there is.
I'll let the woman beat the girl. Beat me.
Are
and claim
you
sexual
kidding
harassment.
Me? In high school,
or assault. Yeah, that's far out, man. I mean, that's
crazy.
I mean, I could make all kinds of jokes
I
here,
was
but that
just
really is
flabbergasted.
Yeah,
and you could tell she was not appreciative of my shock and amazement.
Jeez,
So you're on the wrestling team, and you find out that your opponent is a girl. What are you doing?
Checking out her rear end first.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Don't go cheap on me.
I'm not going cheap. Are you kidding me? These are high school age boys.
I want those thighs around my neck.
I get to grope some girl legally in a wrestling contest? That's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Yep.
No, I don't think I'm wrestling her.
I want her to pin me to the floor.
I think I would bow out.
This is last night. I was shocked. And again, you could tell she was not appreciative of my shock at all. I was just like, that's craziness.
Can she choke me out too?
No, she's only about to stop.
No, I mean, no, I'm saying if I was.
Now you are creepy.
If I was wrestling.
Choke me. No, do it again. Choke me.
Stop. All got to stop. Seriously, what's the advantage? What's the advantage? Like, if you're a guy, I mean, there's so many ways to get accused of something. He touched me in an inappropriate place during the wrestling match, right?
Have you seen wrestling? Oh, yeah. It's all inappropriate.
No, that's my point. Is like, you get brought up on charges just for your first tangle with her.
Well, that's the one thing. But the lower hanging fruit is, and I don't care, and I'm happy to say this, men have bigger lung capacity, more muscle density, more bone density. They're stronger in general. This is stupid.
Men are more dense, that's for sure.
This is true. No, but these are medical, biological facts. This is dumb.
If you beat the girl, you beat up on her.
You beat a girl.
If you lose to her, you lost to a girl.
You lost to a girl.
Yeah, but I got...
There's no way.
Bro, I'm gonna turn the filter on. Never mind.
Oh, you know what? Don't be a girl. Hear it.
Turn it on high.
No, I want to hear it.
I just think there's no advantage to it. Like, if I was a guy.
Yeah.
Why would you
lose? But this is just, for me, it was just one more thing. You think things may be kind of sliding back to some normalcy and this and that. And
no, absolutely.
I get hit
because,
with this.
Well, but here's some more that I'll hit you with here. One of the tweets regarding Margot Robbie's baby here. Boy mom is more of a mindset beyond being the mother of a boy, but it is simply not fair that a male gets to grow and say his mother is Barbie. Like he's not going to appreciate that in any way a girl would. It's such a waste. We aren't sure how she necessarily feels about mothering a boy. I would say she could try again for a girl, but I would never want to subject a little girl to having an older brother.
Wow.
So they're just bonkers.
Huh. Psycho people.
Exactly.
Insanity.
Yeah. Like your nose ring lady.
It's just like...
they don't think anymore.
Well, I don't blame the nose ring lady.
What does media tell
me to do? I blame the system, the school system. That's just insanity.
Yeah.
Wrestling. We're talking about... martial arts. We're talking about combat sports.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Intergender.
Yeah.
Let me guess. This lady's a little younger.
She is.
Yeah. All my weird interactions are with younger people with less life experience.
Again, she wasn't over the top about it. You could just tell that she was my amazement bothered her a little bit. She
knows she's got to be really careful in that conversation because she's an employee of the school and she doesn't want to get in trouble depending on which direction
just,
she goes.
It's just so, I was just, and again, it just, I'm a soccer coach, right? So this just happened to be that she wasn't going to be on the sideline during our match on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go back and forth and she'll be at the gym or in between. And if we had an emergency, call her on the phone.
We didn't even have an athletic trainer when we were when I was in a kid. There's no training room where
rub
you
rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, you're injured. Sit out for a while for a couple of weeks.
Your and when brains you feel were spilling better, out. They'd back. Call. They'd call the ambulance. But other than that, it was like rub some dirt off. On it.
Take a timeout.
Not that that's right, but that's the way it was.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, it's funny in that in this particular match. So in soccer, if there's a head injury or a proposed head injury, they stop play immediately. And this is something with the CTE and something that's just in the last few years they're very, very strict about. So there was a scrimmage.
Concussion protocol.
Yeah, concussion protocol. And there's a ref who's actually in club that I know pretty well, a female ref, who this was James Logan we're playing. And there's a breakaway, clear goal-scoring opportunity, and a kid falls down, grabs his leg, and she stops play. And I actually talked to her about it after the game. Well, you know, he was rubbing his eye. And I'm like, you can't stop play for that. She goes, well, it was his head. And I was like, no, it was his leg. Well, but he was rubbing it. It turns out he had a little bit of turf in his eye.
Mm-hmm. And so he had to rub the dirt out of it. Yeah,
he got knocked on his keister, and she stops play.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's
we're up on our last break here. Back with our final segment, we will have all of our individual things that we do. The Brian's encouraging thoughts, Scott's third tee, and Coach's corner. Back after this
post game.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment. We got our. Are you coughing up a lung over there?
I got something.
All right.
It's probably from that little cop lady.
Probably.
She got or the manager. Whatever disease she has that it's infecting her brain.
But we have our post-game report to get to. I forgot. Now, we're going to do. We changed the. It's been a couple of weeks. We changed the order. Uh-oh. So me and Ziggy go first.
Do we?
I think so, yeah. Me, you, and then Scott.
Let's go.
And then we end with Coach because he has the usual upbeat, you know, nice comment, and that's a good one to end on, apparently.
All right, Brian, hit us.
All right. What do you Brian got? Drake's...
You sour puss.
That's right. Always. Brian Drake's encouraging words for today. Remember, when somebody's telling you a sad story and crying, give them at least 2 minutes before taking a bite of your corn dog. Go in Christ.
I don't know where he gets his stuff.
He's so dumb.
Ziggy, save us. Come on.
I used to run a dating agency for chickens, but I was struggling to make hens meet.
Oh, man. Who does Jesus go to when he needs a loan? The prophets.
Where do we get these two? We take
Scott
a break.
With three T's. I blame you.
Yeah, probably.
All right, Scott. What's our post game wrap up today?
Post game report brought to you by Scott's third T. Today stands for take the hint. When you find yourself in a situation that makes no sense, believe it. Believe it. I kept trying to make sense of what was going on, and it was never going to make sense. And at some point, you just need to walk away.
Much like
take the hint.
Boys and girls wrestling each other.
She didn't care what was said. She wanted to arrest me. That's it.
Yeah.
And if you walk away, they don't get your ID, and you don't get brought up on charges.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Did you ask her the most important question of the...
Oh, no.
What'd that mouth do?
Coach's corner.
The only thing that stands between a man and what he wants from life is often merely the will to try it and the faith to believe that it's possible.
Nice.
Excellent. There you go.
Yeah, right. Y'all be good to each other.
That works unless you're in a situation that makes no sense. And then you just need to walk away.
Yep.
Yep.
Just walk away.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. That's it for this week. We will be back next week. And it's... let's see. Now, we have Christmas coming up, so we're probably going to do either a couple of best ofs or take a couple weeks off. I'm not sure yet. Coming in January, we have another interview that is a 30-year private detective in New York City. He's terrific. Friend of mine, colleague, et cetera. So he's got some great stories we'll go into.
Until then, avoid the taqueria in Concourse C of Las Vegas.
It's not a taqueria. It's a
tequila.
Tequila-ria.
Tequila-ria.
Tequila-ria. Oh, my gosh.
I did it.
All right.
Tequila via.
Thanks for listening, Mary. Throw your hat in the air. You're gonna make it after all. Meow.